A reading from John 11:17-26. On his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem, and many Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them in the loss of their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed at home. "Lord," Martha said to Jesus, "if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha answered, "I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this?"
Let's come back to that, because this is another I am that I believe there are 7 of them that are scattered throughout the Gospel of John. But when Martha makes a statement that I know that at the resurrection he will live again, I think what's going on here is Jesus is upping the ante big time. In other words, she has a faith statement that is amazing, but then he takes it even further.
Yeah. Well, there's a whole lot happening even before that. I mean, her initial declaration, "If you had been here," I love that declaration, because Mary is going to say the same thing. There's almost an accusatory element to Jesus. You heal all this riffraff, and here we are, the inner circle, and you know, why weren't you here when we needed you? And Jesus is giving a foretaste about what's going to happen. Resurrection is going to be applied now. And Martha gives the theologically correct answer. She's absolutely right. She has confidence. She's heard Jesus talking about resurrection, a teaching that would have been known by the Pharisees, and Jesus takes to another level. But she moves to the theological, and Jesus is going to be moving to the experiential. In some ways, it's very similar to what Paul says when he says, "I want to know Christ in the fellowship of his his present risenness and the fellowship of his suffering." That present risenness wasn't just for the resurrection someday, but the power of God being released in this moment. And Jesus is about to do something that's going to turn their world upside down in many ways. He's going to interfere with the one sign that sin is upon us, and that's death. And he's going to bring a stop to death by taking a person who's been in a tomb for 4 days and bringing him to life. And in her theological correctness, Martha misses that Jesus is going to do something in the right now.
You approach this in a way I've actually never heard before, when you're talking about the experiential and talking about how Jesus deals with this whole question of death and how he shatters our human expectations of what it means to live, die, and perhaps live after. And he's bringing it into the present presence. And what went through my mind as you were speaking is the man who has a sick son, and he says to Jesus, "Help me to overcome my unbelief." And I think the way you approached this, it's wonderful to hear it, because you are doing exactly that. You're approaching the whole issue of, how do I overcome my skepticism? How do I overcome my, this is just a nice story, and believe that it actually happened as it is given to us in the Gospels?
And beyond overcoming my skepticism is overcoming my theological categories that keep the power of God out. It's so easy to have right theology, and I'm all for right theology. You know that's an important ingredient in my life. But sometimes my theology can cause me to expect something down the road when God wants to do something right now. And Jesus is about to do the right now for them.